At the Ukrainian National Museum on Chicago's West Side, the pictures and artifacts on display bring the turmoil in Ukraine closer to home. For retiree Oli Saevich, it's a little too close to home.
My brother went there first in December. He felt a deep connection with the people who were on the Maidan being the square, the main square of Kyiv.
His brother is George Saevich, a former reporter for The Voice of America. On a second visit to Kyiv in February, George Saevich was attacked during the deadly crackdown on protests. The first hint to Oli that his brother survived was this footage and interview with George in the hospital, broadcast around the world.
And I just got clubbed all over.
Just talked to my brother today. He's sore. He just got out of the hospital on Monday.
While the news about his brother is a positive development, the Russian incursion into Crimea in the wake of the protests has created new concerns for the Saevich family.
My wife's cousin's husband is in a naval base in Odessa, and at this time he is in harm's way because he's surrounded by Russian soldiers.
Almost anywhere you go in Chicago's Ukrainian village, there are blue and yellow flags flying in a show of solidarity with the home country. This is a community founded on faith, displayed by the iconic onion-shaped domes that dot the skyline. A blue and gold flag also flies below the domes of St. Nicholas Ukrainian Catholic Cathedral, but not as high as others.
It means that we are sorrow, we are praying for those 100 people who lost their life for the freedom and salvation for Ukraine. And this will be for 40 days.
Now. Father Bogdan Nalesnik is the director of St. Nicholas. The unrest in Ukraine comes during the Christian Holy Period of Lent, a time of daily church services. As Father Nalesnik leads his congregation in prayer and reflection, he admits his thoughts are sometimes with his family, still living in Western Ukraine. They are thoughts shared by most members of this immigrant community that number in the tens of thousands. Many are only one or two generations removed from the country they left.
The Ukrainians here support whatever efforts the Ukrainians in Ukraine are doing to keep that country free.
St. Nicholas business manager Phyllis Murin-Zapirnik says support from Chicago's Ukrainian community has come through donations of money, clothes for the protesters, and medical supplies. But she wishes she could do more.
There's times I wish I were there, but I know there's nothing I can do.
Phyllis says that in times of helplessness, the community turns to Father Nalesnik for guidance and wisdom.
To give hope that everything will be okay. Like we said in church, you know, after Friday is coming Sunday, resurrection, you know.
Father Nalesnik believes Ukraine's resurrection will come once Russian troops leave and the Ukrainian people get the opportunity to vote on the future of their government. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.